Yes, it's definitely good to sing praise. And that was Chris Tomlin on Impact 103. The 30-year-old that's celebrating its birthday come September. The first week is just going to be packed with celebrations and invitations to you, the listener, to come in and say hello throughout the day. And on Friday, it's going to be like this wonderful day. So please look out for the invitation and please do join us. The time is 10 past 6 and this is God in the Picture. This is the last episode in August, and August has been Women's Month. And if you have been tuning in throughout the course of this month, you would have realized that we started the month kind of talking about something different, related mostly to men and leadership. However, last week and this week, we decided that let's rather focus the message of the show to the most important person, you, the woman. And so between last week and tonight, I decided what better way than to write a letter to you, the woman. And this is informed by, you know, trying to understand who is a woman, trying to understand if we were really to drill down to the essence of who a woman is, who is she? What does she look like? What has happened between the woman that God created and the woman that we're seeing today, the woman that everybody tells us that the woman should be and should behave? And so this letter is thoughtful, if I can put it that way. And it's very intentional towards helping you, the woman, discover your identity, helping you as a woman chart your way and understanding, perhaps maybe this is where I need to start. And so I am going to read this letter to you because I don't want to miss the key things that we have put together, my producer and me. We want you to get the essence and the message and the love behind it. And so here goes. Dear woman, I write to you not to the world, not to the crowd, but to you alone. You who have walked through more darkness than you deserved. You who have endured words that cut deeper than silence. You who have survived spaces that asked you to be smaller than you were born to be. Sit with these words slowly, because they are for you. You were always more than what happened to you. Your story is not only your own. It stretches back through generations of women who carried burdens in silence, women who were underestimated, and women who were denied the dignity that God gave them at creation. From the beginning, when God said, "Let us make men in our image, according to our likeness," He included you. You too were made in His image, bearing the likeness in your strength, your wisdom, your creativity, and your spirit. The world may have forgotten this truth, but heaven has never forgotten it. Throughout history, women have been made to represent, misrepresent, and diminish their identity. Some philosophers said you were less rational, less whole. Laws declared you property of men. Societies confined you to silence. Even today, voices tell you that your dreams must shrink, that your worth is tied to service without recognition. But hear this. Those lies were never written in God's word. They were inventions of men, not truths of heaven. You are not a mistake. You are not second class. You are not less. There are qualities stitched into you by the hand of God that no circumstance, no culture, and no cruelty can erase. You have empathy, and this is your ability to feel another's pain and hold them with compassion that mirrors Christ himself, who was moved with compassion. You have resilience because you rise again and again, echoing the truth that through the righteous, that though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. You have creativity. Whether in bearing children, nurturing life, or building new ideas, you carry the gift of creation itself. You possess wisdom. Like the Proverbs 31 woman, you open your mouth with wisdom, and your tongue is the law of kindness. These are not weaknesses, they are your crown. They are evidence that you were made to reflect the beauty of your Creator. You are the witness of women in Scripture. When the world tries to tell you that you are less, remember the word women gave to you. Remember the women God chose. Do you remember Hannah, who prayed with tears and God turned her sorrow into Samuel, a prophet who changed nations? Her vulnerability was her power. Do you remember Elizabeth, who believed in God's promise when her barrenness had lasted a lifetime, proving that faith does not expire with age? There was Mary, who received the word of God into her very body, saying, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word," when she was faced with the word that the angel Gabriel gave her. She carried salvation into the world. And then there was Deborah, who judged Israel with courage, leading men into battles. She knew God was with her. And then we have Esther, who risked her life stepping into a king's court with the words, "If I perish, I perish." And she saved her people. These women were not silent. They were not weak. They were not less. They were chosen, strengthened, and honored by God. And so are you. Still, the world has tried to write a false script over your life. They called your compassion weakness, your patience passivity, your emotions fragility. They glorified dominance and dismissed tenderness. They told you that leadership belonged only to men. But Christ himself overturned that narrative. He sat with the Samaritan woman and revealed himself as the Messiah. He allowed Mary of Bethany to sit at his feet as a disciple, while others demanded she return to the kitchen. He appeared first to women at the resurrection, entrusting them to be first preachers of the risen Lord. The world may have said you are less, but Jesus declared you worthy, seen, trusted, and loved. So how do you reclaim what the world tried to steal? Remember who you are in God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your worth was never in comparison to anyone else. It was set by the God who formed you. You need to value your voice like Hannah, who prayed with boldness. Like Mary, say yes to God's call. Like Deborah, speak with courage. Your words carry life. Reframe your strengths, because empathy is leadership. Patience is endurance. Creativity is innovation. These are not liabilities. They are God-given strengths meant to bless the world. Stand with other women. Remember how Ruth found strength beside Naomi? Mary found affirmation in Elizabeth? You were not created to walk alone. Sisterhood is not optional. It is sacred. Challenge the injustice. Like Esther, stand where it is risky. Speak truth where silence is expected. Push back against inequalities, not for rebellion's sake, but for righteousness. Oh, dear woman, please believe this. Believe me when I tell you this. You are whole. You are worthy. You are powerful. You are a beloved of God. Your best self will not come by imitating men or erasing your nature, but by standing tall in the fullness of who God made you. You were not born to shrink. No, never. You were not born to apologize. You were not born to walk into spaces and feel small. You were not born to wait for permission. You were not born to be insignificant. You were born to reflect the image of God, to rise, to build, to lead, to heal. You are more than history's lies, more than society's limitations, more than the pain you've endured. And when you live in this truth, you do not only change your life, you change generations. So lift your head, dear woman. Walk in dignity. Embrace your strength. And remember always, you are and always have been enough in the eyes of God. You are Abigail. You are the daughter of the Most High. And if you don't know what Abigail means, it means joy of the Father. That's who you are. Remember how when God wanted a helpmate for Adam, how he did not go back into the ground, but he put Adam to sleep. And out of Adam, he took a rib and formed with his hands, not even from dust anymore, but from men. He formed you. He was intentional. He was crafty. He was creative because he's the creator. Each and every part of you, he created for his glory. You are that amazing. You are that beautiful. Every part of you, God designed intentionally. Every part of you, God meant it for good. Because without you, this world would not be what it is. Don't listen to what everybody else tells you about who you are. Don't go into corporate spaces, into spaces that have been previously occupied by men, and try to prove to men that you too can be like men. But bring your femininity, because, hey, femininity has been made to be this thing that is a weakness, this thing that cannot thrive in the corporate world. Look at the corruption we face today. It is because they have shut you out. And in shutting you out, a mess was made because you were absent. Your voice was absent. Your femininity, your empathy, your touch, your kindness, your gentleness was placed outside of everything that was created. Look at yourself in the mirror and just speak to that woman and tell her who she really is. Not because people told you, not because of anything else, but because you know who God says you are. So when you get into that room and you see men and you feel intimidated, remember that a garden without a rose, a garden without a flower, is just but a boring space. So you are the one who brings life, who brings that decoration, who brings that beauty. The beauty of life resides within you. And so life needed you. And therefore God created you. If you go back and you read the Bible, the book of Genesis, God says it is not good for man to be alone. Everything else that God had created up until that point, it was good. Even the animals he created, that was good. But when it came to Adam being alone, he said, it is not good. And so you have gone and defined yourself in comparison to or beside a man. You have looked at the qualities of a man and then put yours and juxtapose yourself to that. But actually, you can just stand alone and define who you are without allowing the world to define who you are. There can be books that are written, but none will surpass the book that God has given. God has given us a love letter. Let me correct that. God has written a love letter to you. And in that love letter, he says, I created you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so tonight, I want to say to you, you've always been enough. You've always been more than enough. Your space in this world has always been there. Not because you have to be like men, but because you always needed to be like the Creator. And if anyone tells you otherwise, I want you to remember this, that when God created you, he took himself and put you and put that inside of you. He took who he is and put that in you. Just as man is important, you too are important. And you cannot define yourself through a man. You cannot define yourself outside of who God says you are. But you need to know who you are, because when you start knowing and believing like that you were made in his image and his likeness, then you become something more powerful. And then you start to rise. And then you start to feel the divinity inside of you. I want you to think about this. Out of the entire galaxies that exist, Earth is a pale blue dot. In that pale blue dot is you. And God chose to be born inside of you. The Creator of the heavens and the earth chose you to come into this earth and legalize him so that he can operate. And when the Christ had risen and resurrected, guess what? He showed himself first to a woman. So, who said you do not have a place in this world? Look at the women in the Bible who changed the course of history forever. Oh, and just so you think you can judge yourself, look at what God did with Rahab, who was written off, and she saved her entire household. So God is intentional about you. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25, part B in the King James Version says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And so, every morning, even this morning when you woke up, the strength you needed to face today, God had given it to you. It was not too much that it will carry over to tomorrow. It was not too little that it would finish now, but it was enough to carry you through the day. That is your manna from Daddy, because he loves you. He loves you that much, and he will always love you. Your body may have been violated. Your body may have been used for whatever purpose that was outside of God's creation and intention. But it's not too late. And God says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So don't condemn yourself. Because God has not condemned you. When that woman was caught in the act of adultery and they brought her to Jesus, all her accusers were there. But guess what? Jesus says, where are your accusers? I do not accuse you. So I want you tonight to reframe your mind, to reframe your identity, and to stand up boldly. Because God says, come boldly to the throne room of grace, where you shall receive grace and mercy for in time of need. And so come, come, Abigail. Come to the Father and let him love you. And let him love you in a way that you have never imagined him loving you. He loves you. And all the love that you've ever received in your life is incomparable to the love that Abba has for you. This is our love letter to you. Dear woman, this letter is for you. I'd like to close with a scripture in Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. This is Zibusa Elgunene, and this was God in the Picture on Impact 103.
With you all the way on Impact 103.